Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Now, from the Star Rental Sports Desk, your 950 KJR Sports Headlines.
All righty, boys and girls, happy Friday. Headlines on Southie and Dick are brought to you, of course, by our friends at VenueKings.com.
No, we'll do it live!
All right, what a day. What a crazy day, huh? UW-Oregon State, as of right now, set for tomorrow at 8 o'clock. The Beavers are set to jump on a plane at 6 p.m. tonight and get their beaver asses up to Seattle to face the Huskies tomorrow at 8 o'clock. Free game at 4, kickoff at 8 here on KJR. Now, follow me on this. California ASU will not happen tomorrow due to a COVID outbreak in Tempe, including head coach Herm Edwards. Utah-UCLA also canceled after issues at Utah. So, Cal and UCLA will play at the Rose Bowl Sunday morning at 9 o'clock.
Hey, that's flexibility right there. Congrats, Pac-12.
There will be a test later on that, by the way.
The Hawks will be without Shaq Griffin, Ethan Posick, and Brian Monet for Sunday's game against the Rams. But both Chris Carson and Carlos Hyde have a shot to play, but it is not certain yet.
This is sad news. Former Packer, Notre Dame legend, one of seven players to win the Heisman Trophy and the NFL MVP, Paul Hornung, passing away today at the age of 84.
The Golden State Warriors hope to have a 50% capacity for their games beginning next month after announcing they will spend $30 million to give every fan a rapid response test before they enter the Chase Center.
I like it. I like it. I was about to say that Berkeley won't even let a guy who was within 6 feet of a player with COVID jump on a bus, but the Warriors across the bay are going to have fans in the stands, so good for them. If they're going to foot the bill, that's awesome. Masters, follow me on this one as well. Play suspended at 5:30 Eastern time due to darkness. The second round will resume tomorrow morning at 4:30 our time, 7:30 Georgia time. Third round, if everything goes right, is set to resume at 7:30 our time tomorrow, 10:30 Georgia time. Your leaders as of right now, they are all done through round number two. Abraham Anser from Mexico. Cameron Smith, I believe, from Australia.
Correct.
Justin Thomas, Dustin Johnson, all tied for the lead at 9 under par.
Miami Marlins have made Kim Ng the first woman GM in any major men's North American sports leagues.
And here we go.
It's Football Friday.
We gotta have it now. We gotta have it now.
Powered by Bud Light Seltzer, official partner of the Seattle Seahawks.
Come on, you're getting high now. You're getting high. You're too high, baby.
On your home for college football Saturdays and the NFL, Seattle Sports Radio 950.
Let's go get it.
KJR.
Handoff, Newton, straight up the middle. Newton plows into the end zone. Touchdown, Washington. Throws, caught, Puka Nacua. He beats his man to the left pylon. Touchdown, Washington. Tries a slant pattern, intercepted Elijah Molden. Molden picks off the pass, and the Huskies come up with a red zone stop. Sweet right side. Oh, he gets leveled by MJ Tafisi. Newton takes a snap. He'll run it off to the right. Looks like he wants to throw. Tosses it into the end zone. It's caught. Touchdown, Washington. Takeoff upfield, angling to the right. Throws downfield. Intercepted by Trent McDuffie. Brings it back across the 40, 45, and taken down to the 45-yard line. Washington State fires over the middle, caught by Cade Otten. He falls into the end zone. Touchdown, Washington. 15 yards to Cade Otten. Safety blitz coming. Gordon dancing on the Apple Cup logo, floats the ball downfield, and it's intercepted by Elijah Molden. Inside the red zone, here come the Dogs.
You have no idea. No idea how long we have been sitting on that montage here. At this radio show, Michigan canceled, Stanford canceled, California canceled, Oregon State for now is on, baby. Tomorrow at 8 o'clock right here on 950 KJR. And how about this, guys? By the time toe meets leather tomorrow at 8 p.m., it will have been 358 days since the Huskies last played a football game. Unbelievable how long we've been waiting for this thing, yes, to get going. It has been just, look, I can't tell you. I think you guys know. I can't even put it into words, because if I do put it into words, I'll start swearing on the air and we'll lose our license here. So you might want to watch the dump button there, pal. I'm fired up for the Hawks on Sunday. You're fired up for the Hawks on Sunday. All of us are jacked up for the Hawks and Rams on Sunday. You're fired up for every Seahawks game the Hawks play. But my enthusiasm level for tomorrow at 8 o'clock outweighs my enthusiasm level for the Hawks by a factor of about 500,000.
Really?
Right now. Just let me in! Let me in the freaking place! I might even go there tonight and spend the damn night. I can't wait for tomorrow at 8 o'clock. My God! If you can't just go home tonight and pace around your house with your blood boiling, ready to punch your freaking fist through a wall, get in the car, drive over to UW, which you can't even get in tomorrow unless you're freaking in the media like you and I are. Dude, there was a point in time today where I was literally in tears, concerned that this was not going to happen tomorrow. So when the word finally got out that we are on for tomorrow, Oregon State fixed whatever problem they had down there, it was like Christmas morning. It was like the freaking seventh night of Hanukkah. Whatever you want to do for an analogy is up to you. Anything that makes you smile, getting a freaking puppy, graduating from high school, getting accepted to your favorite college. We are freaking on for tomorrow, and I cannot tell you how freaking jacked up I am for this tomorrow at 8 o'clock. I'm tired of waiting. You're tired of waiting. COVID, schmovin, protocol, schmodocol, all these testing, schmesting. I'm sick of all of it. All I want to do is see the Huskies bash somebody's heads in tomorrow at 8 o'clock. And you know what? Ask me who the starting quarterback is going to be. Go
Who's
ahead.
Who's the starting quarterback?
I don't care. I don't care if it's the damn Easter Bunny as long as he's wearing a Husky helmet tomorrow at 8 p.m.
Well, you know, you already dropped the line of the show. Yeah. So it's downhill from here on out because you already dropped the line of the show. Get your beaver asses on that That's plane right. and get up here and play right. some football. I mean, that is just absolutely fantastic.
Let's go.
You know,
don't do anything stupid, guys, between now and tomorrow.
You know, I like to pour a nice celebratory drink when the Huskies win a football game.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I'll tell you what, that celebratory drink is going to be poured when toe meets leather at 8:05 because we got there. Win or lose, got there. And I am jacked up for it. Now, I'm not going to go, you know, 500,000 to one like you are because you got to look at the magnitude of the games as well, not just the fact that the games are being played.
You know what? You and your logic.
The magnitude of Seahawks-Rams is enormous, but I am fired up about the Dogs. I just don't know.
They're back.
Yeah, they're back.
They're back.
I don't know what they're back for. I mean, are they back for four games? Are they back for seven games? Are they back for who the heck knows? But it's just going to be fun to watch Husky football at 8 o'clock.
I'm just telling you right now, I know where you live, and your house is on the way to my house on the way home. There's a good chance I may stop by your place and punch you on the way home.
Why?
On the way to Des Moines.
This is not as big a game. You got to talk about magnitude. How many games are we going to play? Who cares?
Well, I'm not poo-pooing.
Tomorrow,
the Husky
8
game.
O'clock, you're going to flip on the TV. You're going to sit there with your son, sit there with your daughter.
Absolutely.
Sit there with your cougar-loving wife, and you're going to watch the Huskies tomorrow
Every play.
Take on the Oregon State
Every
Beavers
play.
With a fat-ass smile,
yes.
like the Joker, like Jack Nicholson. He's smiling the entire day watching Husky football. At this point in time, you can tell me they're playing one game. It's a one-game season, and that's it. And there's nothing after tomorrow, and it would not change my enthusiasm level at all. And you're right. It's not 500,000 to one. It's 500 million to one. For this game tomorrow at 8 o'clock. So don't you burst my bubble, Fane.
No,
don't you burst my bubble.
It's a big day. It's a big weekend. I just know we have a lot of listeners on this show that are either A, not, you know, Husky fans, but not in the softy realm of Husky fandom, or B, could give a crap whether the Huskies play at 8 o'clock tomorrow, and they're looking forward to 125 on Sunday.
All
so,
right.
you know, I think I am...
Me.
I am super excited. I am super excited. I feel like when I look at the NFL, I feel like I know what the next 2 months looks like, and I know what the Seahawks are playing for. I have no idea what the Huskies are playing for. I am fired up to see them.
Now who cares?
I am excited to know what they look like this year, but I honestly have no idea what the Husky season is going to look like, what the college football season is going to look like, based upon what we've seen in just the last 72 hours, for God's sakes,
well,
in this conference.
I don't give a damn right now. I don't care what this thing looks like starting Sunday morning. I don't care what it looks like starting in week two. All I know is this. I'm looking forward to Dickie Newton and Sean McGrew and Kamari Pleasant and Elijah Molden and Keith Taylor and Jackson Sermon and Eddie Olofosio and Thule and Taki and Ryan Bowman and Jackson Kirkland dropping Hamilcar Rashid on his ass tomorrow at 8 o'clock. I don't give a damn what happens after Saturday. We got to see this team back because we haven't been breathing for the last couple of months with this Husky football team not playing. So we can yakety-yak all you want on Monday about what this thing looks like after Saturday. But look, it's gonna suck ass to not see fans in the stands on tomorrow.
Absolutely.
I will tell you that right now. It's going to blow big time to not see people in the stadium. I mentioned crying when I thought the thing would fall apart. I may cry tomorrow at kickoff when there's nobody there. We get cardboard cutouts. That's what we get. Arizona gets parents. Colorado gets parents. Red River Shootout gets fans. Alabama gets fans. SEC gets fans. ACC gets fans. We get cardboard plastic people in the stands tomorrow at 8 o'clock because of where we live and the way people have been approaching this thing. But look, all that doesn't matter. These guys need to go out. Jimmy Lake deserves this. This is his fourth time now. He's game plan for a different Oprah. These kids need to go out there tomorrow, and they got to hit somebody not wearing a freaking gold helmet in this game at 8 o'clock tomorrow. So I'm just fired up, over the moon, thrilled that these guys are coming back tomorrow at 8 o'clock. Let's go to bed tonight. I mean, you know me. I'm not a real religious guy. Every now and then, though, when I do need a favor, I don't mind asking someone above to kind of help me out. I may burn one tonight. And just go to bed and say, man, if you got a couple extra seconds, can you throw a little bit of love our way and just make sure this damn thing goes off at 8 o'clock tomorrow? After all that,
because I'm not 100%. Maybe that's one reason. Maybe that's one reason I'm not as far along as you are, because I'm not sure it's even going to get played yet.
After all the crap you've thrown us in 2020, whoever you are, you owe us something. Give it to us at 8 o'clock tomorrow. We're going to break in some thoughts from you guys as well at 49451. Big Show, Lee Sterling, Tony Castricone, Hugh Millen, Fun With Audio. We're going to check in with John Wilner as well next segment, get his thoughts on what happened today, how the Pac-12 moves on. We're going to pick, how about this, an actual pick for the game tomorrow from John Wilner coming up, and then Factor Fiction brought to you by the Emerald Queen Casino right here on 950 KJR.
To our Football Friday, powered by Bud Light Seltzer, official partner of the Seattle Seahawks, on your home for college football Saturdays and the NFL, Seattle Sports Radio 950 KJR.
Now look at a video of Paul Hornung playing football at Notre Dame back in the 50s. And I don't mind saying he's a good-looking guy. I mean, it must have been nice being Paul Hornung back in the day. Holy moly. Wow. The best value in golf, by the way, is back for another year. The Around the Sound Golf Pass offers 12 rounds of golf in McCormick Woods, Echo Falls, Gold Mountain, White Horse, Loomis Trail, Port Ludlow, the Cedars at Dungeness, Avalon, others, all for just $209. That's less than a buck a hole. That's a great idea for a Christmas gift. Each course also offers incredible discounts on additional rounds, as well as offers from other golf merchants. You have a golf fan in your family, and you're thinking about a present for the holidays. You don't want to go to a mall. Who knows if you can even go to a mall, for God's sakes, in a couple days from now. But this is a great idea for a gift. The Around the Sound Golf Pass. Check it out. SeattleGolfPass.com. You made a poll today on your Twitter account.
I did.
And I'm telling you, Jackson has this guy all fired up.
Oh, boy.
All worked up. And these are the best polls. The ones that get Dick all fired up, we love those polls.
Well, I mean, it's just the responses. I like the poll responses. It's just the comments that you get with them that just crack me up. The poll was, which way do you find yourself thinking about the Hawks, both for Sunday and for the rest of the season? So you can be, obviously, four choices. You can be optimistic. Optimistic, pessimistic, you know, all the four options. But they're still in trouble. 13%. That was the lowest response, obviously, which makes sense because if they beat the Rams, you're probably not thinking they're in trouble the rest of the way.
Yeah.
32% said they're going to win and they're fine the rest of the way. 25% said they're going to lose and they're in trouble. So we got 25% negative Nellies out there that think they're going to lose on Sunday and they're in trouble the rest of the way. 30% voted where I voted, and that is lose, but they're fine for the rest of the season. I think that's where we are with the Hawks. We knew this was going to be a brutal, brutal, brutal stretch of games. I think they do lose one of these next two. I think it's more likely this week than it is next week. But then I think they just turn it around, because one of the main reasons is they're going to get healthier. The second main reason is they have the easiest schedule of anybody in the NFC West the rest of the way. The Rams and the Cardinals have already both played two of the three schleps that the Seahawks have played none of, and that's the Jets, Giants, and Washington.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm confused here, because I told you this off the air. I'll say the same thing on the air. I think there's certain things that are worth getting all fired up about. This is not one of them. I mean, this is not a must-win game at all.
But that's what people are saying.
Well, who cares what they're saying?
Twitter.
It's not a must-win game.
If you lose this game, you're done.
Okay, you know what? Okay, Dick, you are smarter than this. You're the one that keeps telling me, don't let Twitter get y'all fired up. And look at what you're doing.
Okay.
You're getting all crazy because some schmuck somewhere says that the Hawks need to win this game or they're done. Done in regards to what?
Done in regards to the division. Done in regards to the number one chance of the number one seed.
Yeah.
Done. What I'm telling you, Dave, is there is
silly.
A significant population of Seahawk Nation that thinks this is disaster time.
How many people voted in this poll? How many folks?
It wasn't as many as normal. It was like a few hundred.
So you're telling me a significant portion of Seahawks, the fan base. No, a significant portion of those people that voted on that Twitter poll think it's a must-win game. I don't believe most Seahawks fans believe, if you pulled every 12 out there anywhere in the entire world, that a significant portion would say it's a must-win game. I don't think it is. Now, when it comes to getting the one seed, it's an important game. Mm-hmm. You mentioned that you think the Hawks will get one of these next two. Well, if they lose the game on Sunday to the Rams, and by the way, they're going to be without Shaq Griffin and Quentin Dunbar. Both guys are out in this game against Cooper Kupp and Jared Goff. Then all of a sudden, the Cardinal game becomes pretty damn important, because then you're 6-4 if you lose that game, and you likely might have to win out to grab the one seed.
Correct.
At 12-4. So I think this. I don't think it's a must win for anything. It's week 9, for crying out loud. But in regards to a little bit of breathing room for the one seed, it's a pretty significant game. Because if you lose this game, all of a sudden that Cardinal game, then you should have asked this question next week.
Maybe you will, on
Thursday night, then we can talk about that being a big game. Because all of a sudden, the Cardinal game looks a lot different to me, Dick, if they lose this game on Sunday to the Rams. All right, joining us right now, John Wilner. My God, we got to get this guy on the payroll. Well, he's on the payroll, but I mean like bump his pay a little bit, because he is helping us out big time. He's on with us. He's on with Ian. Whenever we need him, he says yes, right? Every time we need John Wilner, he says yes. John Wilner, San Jose Mercury News, Huskies, Oregon State tomorrow, 8 o'clock. Lots of happenings in the Pac-12. Can you please explain what the hell happened today in this conference, John?
Nah, it's 2020. And things obviously... Until you actually see the kickoff, there's no guarantee of anything.
Right.
But at this point, I think there's a pretty good shot that the Pac-12 is going to play 5 games out of 6, except one of them wasn't going to have been on the schedule prior to today, right? Cal, UCLA are going to play Sunday morning because Cal's opponent couldn't play, ASU, and UCLA's opponent couldn't play, Utah. So this is exactly what the conference needs to do in terms of being flexible with the schedule. And just, if you've got teams that are healthy, they need to be playing. And it doesn't matter if it's a Sunday.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 6 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $2.99 each. Then get flavorful large avocados for 99 cents each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
9 a.m. Doesn't matter if they weren't scheduled to play until today. This is what the conference has to do.
Tell us about the Husky situation over the last 8-10 hours, John. How close were we not to playing this OSU game? And tell us about the contingency plan for Washington had they not played against OSU.
Well, I think that there was some real concern that Oregon State was going to be able to play. And a lot of it, I believe, had to do with quarantine protocols, dealing with Benton County health officials, and making sure that Oregon State had enough players to travel. How close was it to being called off? I think I would say, from what my understanding this morning, it was at least 50-50, if not a better chance of it being called off. There was real concern. There was talk about Cal and Washington. I think that's the backup game. Washington would have played at Berkeley. Would it have been Sunday morning at 9 a.m., which is when Cal and UCLA are playing? I don't know, but that was the plan. Cal-Washington had priority over Cal-UCLA because it was a division game and a game that had already been canceled. But it turns out Oregon State looks like, if they get on their plane at 6 o'clock, Oregon State should be okay.
Yeah. Well, I'm with you, though. Until that ball is kicked off tomorrow at 8 o'clock, there's going to be a small part of me kind of wondering if this will happen. So that'll be a big relief for sure. And I guess that would actually be a good question. I mean, once the players are on the field in pregame warmups tomorrow at Husky Stadium, can we assume that this is a go? I mean, we just saw a World Series game where a guy got pulled because of a positive test during the game, for God's sake. So once the players are out there tomorrow in pregame warming up, are we in the clear?
Once you see them on the field, you're in the clear.
All right.
The game day testing gets done a couple hours ahead of time because they need time in case there's a positive antigen test. They need time for the backup, which is a so-called rapid PCR, and that takes a little bit more time. They have to have enough window to get both done. If there's positive antigen tests, then there could be, you know, players could get pulled. We saw that with Stanford last week. Players could get pulled. Now, in theory, Oregon State, everybody's going to test negative before they get on the plane, right? Once a team's on the plane, there's a pretty good chance the game's going to get played because they're doing the testing before they travel. It's part of the league policy. You never know what could happen once they arrive at their destination and they're in the hotel and all that, but they're with each other. There's no exposure to the outside world once they get on the plane.
Why are they flying from Corvallis to Seattle?
Well, for one thing is they want to get home. What time? Is that an 8 o'clock kickoff? Right?
8
o'clock
kickoff? Yeah.
I mean, if they drove, you guys know, how far is that drive?
Four hours?
I mean, you know, they're not home. They're getting home a lot quicker flying. That's probably the main thing. I mean, you could certainly argue with tight budgets that a 4-hour bus ride is not the worst thing in the world. But if you're not kicking off till 8 o'clock, 8:15, whatever it's going to be, then you're going to get your players back a lot quicker with the flight.
Well, I mean, just to follow up on that, Dick, like you're implying that there's a better chance of catching COVID flying than taking a bus. What do you mean by that?
Yes, I would just say, you know, if you're looking at quarantining your team, you'd be able to do that better on a bus versus going into an airport.
Do we buy that?
Well, they're not even going in. They don't even go in the airport. Okay. They just the bus drops them off at the charter flight terminal.
Yeah. Gotcha.
They just walk straight on the flight. There's no airport exposure for these guys.
Okay.
So Cal UCLA Sunday at 9. Utah is not going to play. When we just thought, I thought we heard from their AD a couple days ago, John, that Utah was good to go or on their way to being good to go. And then the situation at Arizona State, where Herm Edwards now has COVID as well. I mean, how dire is the situation at ASU and in Salt Lake City?
I think ASU is more dire right now than Salt Lake. ASU's got a lot of cases, and, you know, if their quarantine process in Arizona is anything like it is on the West Coast, they're going to have trouble getting players back within 14 days. They could have two games in jeopardy. I believe they play Colorado next week. You know, the Utah thing, I think a lot of that has to do with L.A. County and City of Pasadena protocols in terms of how much the Utah players have to quarantine in Salt Lake City before they're allowed to travel to Pasadena. Mm. I think that is the problem. I don't know all the details, but one of Utah's starting linemen tweeted out this morning that he was very disappointed with L.A. County and that he had had 20 negative tests and still was not able to travel. So that tells me that, it's a quarantine. It is a cross-state quarantine issue.
Yeah, and we're just seeing now in the last 24 hours, Gavin Newsom coming out and, recommending. I mean, are these guidelines the 14-day quarantine when you enter his state? Are they requirements, mandates? What exactly are they, and how do they affect these football teams?
I think it's an advisory. My understanding is it's done in conjunction with Washington and Oregon. The three states are kind of moving together on this, and it's an advisory. I asked the Pac-12 office this morning if there was going to be potential issues, and they seem pretty confident that their testing plan, but players getting tested before and after, should provide them with whatever waivers are required for visiting teams to come into those three states to play games.
Well, John, we appreciate you doing this on short notice. And I got to tell you, I'm sure you guys are with me. Testing, protocols, quarantines, this and that. I'm tired of the whole damn thing, for God's sake. So looking forward to some football tomorrow. But the real question before you go, Huskies minus 13.5. Who you got?
I would take the Beavers. I think the Huskies will end up winning, but I'd take the Beavers in the under. And I don't even know what the point total is, but I think it's going to be low scoring.
Yeah, we took the under as well. What's it, 52.5? Is that right?
Yeah, I think that's a money. That's
good
money
call.
Right there.
Good call, Johnny. All right, man. Listen, enjoy the weekend of football. Let's knock on wood. Hope all these go off on time, and we'll talk on Tuesday, pal. Thank you,
John.
Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot, guys. Take care.
All right, let's get a break. Fact or Fiction, Dick, brought to you by the Emerald Queen Casino right now on 950 KJR.
It's time for Fact.
That's the fact, Jack! That's the fact, Jack!
Or Fiction, powered by the Emerald Queen Casino, the entertainment capital of the Northwest.
That is a fact!
All right, the winning streak came to an end last night.
It did. Yeah, can't ring the bell today.
See what happens when you get cocky? Yeah, see, maybe we've
was
learned.
I cocky?
Maybe we've, maybe we've learned something here, huh? Stay
you
humble.
Know what? I've had about enough of your crap. It was the texter, by the way, who bragged on my behalf yesterday, and it was not me who sent the text in. I actually listen to you when you tell the truth. That's why I ignored you yesterday when you were spreading that blasphemy on the air.
God. Was he not the same guy that wants me to ring the bell for every game? Ring the bell for every game I got right.
It was fun.
Here's your bell.
It was fun. It was fun winning 8 in a row.
I wouldn't know.
I wasn't going to win 10, 11, 12 in a row, or even 9 in a row.
Why
but
not?
It was fun winning 8 in a row.
Set the standards high, baby. Shoot
hey,
for the
man,
moon.
If I could consistently win 8 in a row, I wouldn't be hosting a radio show for a living.
Well, and I wouldn't
sure.
be here either. Because at some point, I'd be jumping on the wagon with you. I desperately want to take a college game. Desperately.
Okay.
But I... Like you, I mean, who knows who's playing,
take
right?
The dogs.
I mean, come on,
take the
dude.
Dogs. They're going to kick the crap out of
I want to desperately take Oregon to kick the crap out of the Cougs tomorrow.
Okay, all right.
I think they're going to bury Washington State.
Well, take the Ducks now.
Well, because I'm with you, man. It's like, you know, who knows? You know, I mean, you wake up and the quarterback's out or the linebacker's out or...
C.J. Verdell's out.
Thibodeau's out. I mean, come on. So I'm just going to pass on that for now. And I'm sure the Ducks will win by 30, all right? And we'll be sitting here kicking ourselves on Monday. I think the Baltimore Ravens are starting to heat up a little bit. They dispatched of a really good Colts team last weekend. And you saw what the Colts did last night, obviously. The Colts are a good team, really good team.
Yeah.
And Baltimore hammered them last week. The Patriots are ready to crack, and I mean just crack. They got nothing going on right now, nothing going on. Ravens are given 7. I liked them better at 6.5 when it opened up, but I'll take them at 7-2. Give me Lamar Jackson and Johnny Harbaugh minus the touchdown against Belichick, Cam Newton, and whatever schlep wide receiver they throw out there on Sunday. I like the Ravens minus the points.
I think the Ravens are the best team in the NFL.
Yeah.
And that's if Lamar Jackson can even play remotely close to his MVP season.
Yeah.
Lamar Jackson has been playing like crap, and the Ravens are still winning.
And that's
how
stop
good
at some
a football
point, right.
team they
He's
are.
He's going to start playing better at some
yeah,
point.
Yeah, like what, yes. what's better? What's got yes. the better chance? Lamar Jackson starts playing better, or a really good team starts playing terrible?
I
think you're exactly right. Yeah, the Ravens are going to win that football
game. I like Baltimore minus the 7. Fact or fiction to 49451. Fact if you agree. Fiction if you disagree to 49451. Lee Sterling, an actual professional handicapper. What is he, 27 28-16-1 on the air so far. And a great week to jump on with Lee. He was 1-4 a week ago. Yeah.
Turnaround
awesome time to jump on the wagon for Lee Sterling. But my pick this week is the Ravens -7. Every day, 7:35, 11:35, 2:35, 3:35, we give you a game. If you're right, you're in the hopper for $1,000, courtesy of the Emerald Queen Casino. Half-price apps during the Seahawk game, by the way, at the Summit Sports Bar at the brand-new Emerald Queen Casino. Lee Sterling and a sparkling 28-16-1 record will give us 5 winners for the weekend.
Next. JR. Want to make a little extra pocket change for this weekend?
Yes, I do indeed.
Well, look no further than Paramount Sports' Lee Sterling to tell you how.
28-16-1 is awesome so far for our friend Lee Sterling, but when a guy is on a winning streak, you always wait for kind of a window, right, to jump in and jump on the wagon. And I think last week really could not have gone better for people that are paying attention this week, because Lee has been red hot through 9 weeks overall, but had a tough week last week at 1-4. But what better time to jump on the wagon of a hot handicapper than when he cooled off a little bit? And that's what we're dealing with right now. Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports, South Florida, with us on the radio show. How are you?
Good. I guess it's like Amazon stock. You don't want to buy it when it's like at 3,400. You wait till it falls to like 2,700, and then you buy back in.
You think it's going to fall back to 2,700 again?
No, it's at 3,100.
I agree with you. Yeah, that ship has sailed. Well, let's get to it. Wazoo gets a big win against the Beavers last weekend. That was an upset from your perspective and Vegas's perspective. Now they're going to face Oregon, a little bit of a different animal this weekend. They're in Pullman. It might be snowing. You never know. Ducks are given 10.5 against the Cougs. What do you see here?
I think Wazoo's going to have trouble moving against a pretty good Duck defense. They returned 9 starters, and then the Washington State defense, they allowed 28 points last week to a junk Oregon State offense. And, all Oregon State has is one decent running back. That's it. Duck running backs, C.J. Verdell, Travis Dye, combined for 182 yards. I thought Tyler Shook, I thought he looked serviceable. I think he looks good enough to win a lot of games. I'm going to go with the Ducks here, 40-23.
All right, you alluded to the Beavers' not-so-good offense, and the Husky defense is very, very good, but they are giving 14 points to the Beavs. What's going to happen?
Yeah, you just got to get the lead here. I mean, if Oregon State has to throw the football, they just don't have any guys at receiver that scare you. And if you get that lead, then you got one of the top secondaries in the country. I think they might be able to pull in a couple, interceptions here. Also, the special teams for Oregon State, just awful. The kicking game, punter, kicker, their coverage unit's not good. I wouldn't be shocked here if the Huskies maybe get a return for 50, 60 yards or block a kick. So, Just if you watch the team, it looked like Oregon State was maybe going to be turning the corner. They want to run near the end of the year, but it's not going to happen. I like the Huskies here. I think they win this game here, 37-14.
Yeah, baby!
All right, Saints, NFL. I believe this line opened at 6.5. It's now 9.5. New Orleans giving 9.5 against the Niners this weekend in New Orleans. What do you see?
So I think right now New Orleans is the best team in the NFC. A couple weeks ago, didn't look like it was going to happen, but everything's starting to come together. You know, things can change, you know, real quickly. But right now, they're playing well. I don't think they're going to have a letdown. And you look at San Francisco, with Jimmy G and George Kittle going on the injury reserve, that's the 18th and 19th 49er to be designated there since training camp opened. That's greater than 80 million of the franchise's $198 million salary cap. Most in the league, it's not even close. Their receivers, they're just not getting any separation at all. I think New Orleans puts one on San Francisco here, 40-17.
All right, Lee, here's a game we really liked. We put in our fact or fiction. We liked Arizona minus the 2.5 against Buffalo. What do you like? You going with us or against us?
Well, probably going against you. You know, after starting 4-0, the Bills, 3-2, and 1-4 against the spread. Josh Allen was just not good. But he's one of these guys, he gets hot for 4 or 5 weeks and he cools off. He can heat up again. If you look at Arizona's win. The only quality win is against you guys. I mean, the other wins were against the Jets, Cowboys, the former Redskins, and an injury-riddled 49ers squad. Chandler Jones is out for the year. Zach Allen's going to miss this game. Buda Baker is a game-time decision. I think Buffalo, when they've had Brown and they've got Diggs together at receiver, too many weapons. Give me Buffalo. Wrong team's favorite, 31-28.
I think we'll take that as Hawk fans, man. That works for sure. How about the Seahawks are going to L.A. to face the Rams? We know there's a bunch of guys that are questionable. A lot of them are out. We know Quentin Dunbar, Shaquille Griffin, for example, are not going to play in this game. Benson Mayowa is not going to play in this game as well. They're defensive ends. So other names, Ethan Posick, Kyle Fuller, I believe, will start at center for them. Ethan Posick is out, but the Hawks are getting 1.5 against the Rams on Sunday. What happens down there?
Yeah, and you've alluded to it many times. They got to get a running game on top of that. And you know, the guys they have right now just aren't good enough. So Russell Wilson's going to have to play at a real high level. I just don't know if he's going to be able to do it. You know, Aaron Donald, I mean, look at the 12 games that he's played against him, 12 sacks. There's just really no one on the squad that can really block this guy. You know, this is a really good Rams defense, and they fall behind. The Seahawks, you know, they might be able to pick off a couple passes. And as you keep talking about the Seattle secondary, injury riddled. I just don't think Adams feels comfortable yet. I like the Rams, 31-24.
Okay. And your game of the week was Utah-UCLA. That game's not going to happen. So Ravens -7 against the Patriots is your game of the week. Hello.
They want to get this game. Just call 800-400-9741. I'm probably one of the strongest games I had this week in the NFL. 800-400-9741. And how about this? We have the Crazy 8 promotions. 8 games, $88. If I don't have a winning record, you get next week for free.
Wow.
ParamountSports.com.
Who comes up with these douchey names for your promotions? You have a guy that does that, or is that all you?
No, it's my daughter.
Like the same guy that does
Don't make fun of my daughter.
Well, there's no way it's your daughter. You're throwing your daughter under the bus. But the same guy that comes up with names for like adult films, is that the same guy doing your promotions for you?
Come on.
All right.
You call my daughter, you bring it up with my daughter, all right?
Indiana Joan. All right, man. Stuff, Lee. We'll talk in a week, buddy. See you, man.
Okay. See you, bud.
All right. Lee likes Oregon minus the points, Huskies minus the points, the Saints minus the points, the Bills plus the points against Arizona, and the Rams minus the 1.5 against the Seahawks. A lot to get to. Husky update, Seahawk update. Hugh Millen coming up, by the way, at 5:20 tonight, talking Hawks right here on 950 KJR.
You guys had what?
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.